This is the Million Dollar Weekend.
It is?
Wow.
Y repita.
Say what?
Hell.
This is the Million...
Listen, you heard about the mayor's new... The mayor has a new thing he wants, and he wants it now.
Who's mayor?
Seattle.
Nichols?
Yeah.
What's he want, a burger?
No.
What does he want? I'll get it for him.
Okay. Get this. I just think this is odd. Because, you know, how many strip clubs? We're not notorious for strip clubs in this town, and the ones we have are not good,
sure.
Right?
I've never been to one.
Nationally
notorious?
Yeah, no. See, I mean, there's, like, really cool clubs like Scores where they're supposed to be high tone. Ours are kind of low rent, right?
Well, let me ask you, when's the last time you were at a strip club?
I have never been to one.
Well, I tried to go. Jeez, I thought they were open around the clock. I tried to go on a busload of guys one time.
Yeah.
We tried to go, and they were closed. I mean, there was a guy in, you know, cleaning up with a vacuum.
Okay, so here's the deal.
I don't even know where in the hell we were. I think we were up on Aurora. And aren't there a couple of them side by side? What are the names?
I don't know them. Deja Vu, I know.
Yeah, it might have been Deja Vu.
Is there Hoppies or Bunnies or...
Honeys.
That's it.
But that's a good assignment for this weekend. I should go to some strip clubs so I know what I'm talking
and
about.
Rick's.
I can't tell you. But what's the mayor want?
God.
What does the mayor want?
4 feet... from all customers.
Yeah.
Which eliminates lap and couch dances. 4 feet away, and you can't put money in there.
That's nothing new. That's been that way for a long time.
Not in this city.
Yeah.
No. Don't tell me yeah.
Well, I'm telling you. That's been on the books for a long time.
No, it's not on the books. It's not on the books, you dank. Read the story.
You're telling me the mayor wants a lap dance.
No, I'm saying
what?
The mayor wants a 4-foot rule, which is not in place now. So there's no lap and there's no couch dances. And you can't put money in the girls' G-strings.
How are they supposed to get the cash?
I don't know.
Here's what he wants you to do.
Hand it over with your Popeil pocket fisherman.
Will you turn the lights up just a second, honey? Thank you. He, I believe, wants tip jars designated to the specific dancers. But, yeah, that's it. So you cannot have any contact.
Oh, you put the money in a jar?
Yeah.
Oh, well. We need some phone calls from some guys that have been at a strip club recently because I thought that it was all kind of sanitized now. You can't get a drink at a strip club, I'll tell you that.
That's the ridiculous thing.
They don't enforce it.
Nicholas says, I don't want strip clubs opening up in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, that's exactly what could happen if we don't act now to address this issue.
Shut up.
Hoo-wee, said Vic. I'm not kidding you, Maynard. It's a quote. Hoo-wee, said Vic Webking, who lives near Rick's.
Well,
it sounds like a wonderful idea to me.
The last guy that said, woo-hoo, look at me,
you
know, kind of lives on in infamy.
Well, he was the guy at the Lusty Lady.
He was the football coach, took his team in.
So there's the deal. Your strip club fun will be no more. Here's the phone lines. Let's jump to them quick. We have Jim Florentine, and I just love him. I'm going to play some tracks from his CD. I'm a huge fan. His voice, he's so sinister sounding, and yet he looks so pleasant. And Craig Gass is back in studio with us. We're going to go to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, how you doing, Rod?
Well, thanks.
Well, good. I'm glad. I was over at a strip joint over in Bremerton. It's called Toys Topless. It's this little hole-in-the-wall, dirty, nasty place.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this woman walking around with a coffee can. And for a dollar, she'd flash you.
She flashed you for a buck?
For a buck, but it was, she'd just walk around with this coffee can, and she was about 40 years old. She was just nasty, and I was like, no thanks. And
she was offering you her 40-year-old two pool balls and a pair of pantyhose kind of
thing.
Well,
when she showed me, she goes, not bad for two kids. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, come on. That's so sour. Thank you, sir. Good morning to you, Shelby.
Robin and Maynard, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, to clear things up, I think Maynard was confused about the 4-foot rule, and I've been to a couple recently, and I think there's a 4-foot rule when the girls are on stage, but once you get a lap dance, they can pretty much get all over you.
I see. That's another thing I just didn't understand.
Well, what do you mean you don't understand?
The lap dance. What, do you get a lap dance and then walk out on the street?
Yeah.
There's a VIP room.
See, I don't understand the tissue aspect.
Well, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about ladybugs again now, huh?
No, we're not. We're talking about boobs. Hey there. Go ahead, Chris.
That guy's been holding for 45
hey,
minutes.
How you guys doing?
He wants everybody to know that bears eat ladybugs.
Yes.
It goes back an hour ago.
Go ahead, Chris.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's swell.
I just wanted to say that this is outrageous. I mean, I used to go to Fox's out in Lakewood, and lap dances are excellent. You know, you pay them $20. You know, it's pretty sweet, but yeah. I mean...
Yeah. Is there a one-hour Martinizing across the street?
Hey!
See, I don't understand the tissue aspect of the whole thing.
All right. Woody, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Robin and Maynard.
Good morning, Woodrow.
Well, listen, I'm not that experienced with these strip clubs, but when a lady has given me a dance, just instead of money, can I swipe my ATM card?
Oh, well, that's nice. Lovely, lovely visual. Thank you. Don.
Bing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
Don
that,
liked
Woody.
That. Don liked that, Woody.
Woody's a dirt burger.
Yeah. All right. What is it, Don?
Oh, well, I just, you know, I was listening to your conversation, and I got to wonder, with all these, you know, homeless people running around bumming money off of you all the time and crackheads and stuff downtown. Why is the mayor even worried about 4 feet rule in strip clubs?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Well, I can understand if he doesn't want one built across the street from where he lives, but...
Well, that's why we have zoning commissions. He doesn't need to be worried about that crap. Look at Portland. They're making a mint off of taxes off of that.
Maybe Gas or Florentine have been to these clubs. Florentine, go ahead. Pop in here. Yeah, here, let me give him this.
Yeah, come on.
All right, there's...
There you go. Now
there's
we can...
Florentine.
There you go. That's all for you, Florentine. Hello and good morning.
Wow, I feel special.
Yeah. So, hey, Jim.
First of all, they shouldn't be called gentlemen's clubs because no gentlemen hang out there.
Oh, really?
A gentleman is some, you know, guy that helps an old woman across the street.
Well, maybe he goes in after he helps her across the street. Maybe that's where he's headed.
But are they walnut paneled as I perceive them? Are they like walnut paneled with grand furniture?
The bouncer's wearing a tuxedo. I don't like those kind of places. I like the sleazy ones. You know?
Like the dive bars?
Yeah, I don't want to see a girl in a gown, and I feel like I'm at a wedding. But, you know, look, this is why guys go to strip clubs. I got a girlfriend, and I'm on the road. I'm not going to go to a regular club to go pick up chicks.
Yeah.
But I'll go to the strip club with the other comedians just to hang, have a few beers, and look at some hot chicks.
You can't do that here. There's no beers. We can't have alcohol with us in this
country. In New Jersey, where I'm from, if they're nude, you can't have alcohol. But they could be topless.
No, nothing.
Really.
No, you can have a Shirley Temple.
God, it's just amazing to me.
But this is the reason guys go to strip clubs, because a lot of guys don't have social skills, including myself. Uh-huh. We get intimidated by hot women walking down the street or wherever. So we'll go to a strip club, have a hot chick pay attention to us, make us feel good for a little bit,
yeah.
And get a little confidence in ourselves. That's it. They'll come and talk to you, be friendly with you. You have to pay them, of course, but if you go on a date, you're paying for it anyway. And you come home, you got a little confidence. And then you take care of yourself when you get home.
Dippity-doo. No, Jim.
Yeah. Thinking about it.
Listen to his. Is that the greatest voice you've ever heard in your life?
Did you smoke when you were in junior high or
no,
something? How'd you get that?
I sound like this when I was 12. I used to call myself out of school. It was great. I'm like, get his Mr. Florentine. He can't make it today. He just got big boy hair.
The Robin and Maynard Show.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.